Faith of the Baha'is is revealed by its chief. Monday, November 18, 1912, Paris. Publication unknown. Persian prophet declares tenets of the coming religion of the world. By Paul Pierre Reynaud, special correspondent of the San Francisco Examiner. Paris, November 18, Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, head of the Baha'i religion in Paris, is visiting Mr. and Mrs. Hippolyte Dreyfus, formerly Miss Laura Barney, and other co-religionists. He is the son of the martyred Baha'u'llah, who propounded the first principles of Baha'ism in 1858. The 40 years he was locked up in a Persian prison have left him old and feeble. Thanks to the generosity of an American woman, Mrs. James Jackson, this white-bearded prophet has now a suitable home in which to spend his declining years. Speaking to the Examiner correspondent, Abdu'l-Bahá revealed for the first time the tenets of his faith. Our goal is a universal religion, which means, first of all, a union of the Orient and Occident, between Islamism and Christianity. Universal religion means universal peace. All faiths and people must be made one. Rumors of war and fruitless strifes must cease. Then man will glory not so much that he loves his country as that he loves his kind. Loves all mankind. I am a lover of all mankind, for the Baha'i religion is universal. The principal teachers of mankind have been the manifestations of God. They came when most needed. Moses came when Egypt was in darkness and gave the Jews complete civilization. When this began to be replaced by ignorance, then came Christ, the light of the world, and the nations were united under his teachings. Once again, men began to forget, and divine counsels disappeared. Then came Baha'u'llah, my father. He unfurled the flag of the unity of mankind. We need neither temples nor churches. Though we sometimes build houses of praise, we have no set forms of worship. We have houses of justice, each composed of 9 members, distinguished for learning and probity, to direct our social work. We have no beggars, as the community provides employment for all who are able to work. Everyone must have some art, trade, or calling. We insist upon equal rights for men and women, and the best education for all. I prefer to call myself a servant rather than a prophet of God. I ask men to make good their faith, not to give it up. Abdu'l-Bahá will remain in Paris until the end of November, when he will return to Akka. He has 2 daughters, but no son to succeed him.